بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رغم أنفه ثم رغم أنفه ثم رغم أنفه من أدرك أبويه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كليهما فلم يدخل الجنة رواه مسلم. Continuing the chapter on obedience to one's parents, and previously we did the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, wherein Rasulullah ﷺ explained the importance of obeying the parents, the father and the mother. And the last hadith was on when a person had asked Rasulullah ﷺ, from all the people who deserves most of my companionship and my obedience, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned to him, your mother. And then when he asked again thereafter, who's next? Rasulullah ﷺ gave the same answer, your mother. He said, after that, who? Rasulullah said, your mother. So three times Rasulullah said, your mother, your mother, your mother, then your father, and then the closer relatives you have. So from these ahadith, we understand the importance of respecting both the parents and being dutiful towards both of them, but more especially the mother, because of the pain that she underwent when she was carrying you, and at the time of delivery, and even after that, while the mother fed you, and she nurtured you. And the mother is generally soft and tender in nature. The father obviously reprimands very easily. The mother does not do so. And therefore she requires more of a person's attention and companionship. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may that person be disgraced. May that person be disgraced. May that person be disgraced. Now three times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul alameen, and in few of these occasions, he mentions these type of words wherein the person is, so as to say, cursed, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not using a very light word against a person to show how serious the offense is for such a person. And what is it? The sahabi asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu, I mean, who is most disgraced? Rasulullah said, "Man adraka abawihi inda al-kibar." That person who finds his parents, either one of them or both of them, at old age. In other words, either the father is old, mother is passed on, or the mother is old, father is passed on, or both are living, and both are old. And he fails to make the khidmat. He fails to be obedient to them. He fails to see to their needs. He doesn't show any worry, any concern, not even a call. He becomes very irritated very, very quickly with them. He has no patience, no tolerance. He begins to shout them. He's harsh to them. He's cruel to them. He punishes them. He belittles them. He disgraces them in front of others. Because of that action, فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةَ Such a child, such a son, such a daughter shall not enter paradise. So from this we can understand how serious the offense is. The word raghima in Arabic actually means to rub your nose. Raghima anfu means to rub your nose on the dust. In other words, may such a person's nose be rubbed on the dust, may he be disgraced, may he be disgraced. That person who finds his parents at old age and they require his assistance and still he fails to see to them. وعنه رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله إن لي قرابة أصلهم ويقطعوني وأحسن إليهم ويسيئون إلي وأحلم عنهم ويجهلون علي. A Sahabi came to Rasulullah and he complained, and it's a very common complaint we see today also. He says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have relatives, إن لي قرابة, and I maintain relationships with them, but they sever it. I'm good to them, they are evil to me. I am forbearing to them. They act ignorantly towards me. So what should I do? I'm being kind to them. They're being cruel to me. They are my close relatives. فَقَالَ إِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ If you are exactly as you have explained, that you are kind to them, they are harsh to you. You're showing them compassion, they are cruel to you. You're maintaining relationships, they are breaking it. If this is the case, فَكَأَنَّمَا تُصِفُهُمُ الْمَلَّ Then it is as though you are making them eat, or you are placing hot ash in their mouths. In other words, a person who has to put hot ash in his mouth, how miserable he feels, how terrible he feels. So if you are kind to them, and you continue being kind to them, then they will feel the misery later on. They will realize their folly. They will feel terrible for having acted so harshly and cruelly towards you. Simple example that I normally give the students. You are traveling somewhere and you see a friend of yours or a relative of yours and he's got a problem with his car, but you pretend that you do not see him, but he has seen you, your eyes have met, but you continue driving and you don't stop to assist him. And you go down the road and suddenly you have a puncture and you do not know what to do. And the same person who you ignored, he comes forward and he sees to your need. And he sees you, he asks you, what is it? Can I please help you? And he begins to fix the tire for you. At that moment, how terrible you feel. You feel that you should have been kind to him, then you would have felt nice now. But you were cruel to him, and now he is helping you. So that feeling that person gets, that's a similar type of feeling, that as though you're eating hot ash. You feel the misery, you feel the regret, that pain, that why I was so cruel to him, whereas he is still being so kind to me. So Rasulullah says that continue. فَكَأَنَّمَا تُصِفُّهُمُ الْمَلَّ It is as though you're placing hot ash in their mouths. وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ ظَهِيرٌ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دُمْتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a defender. In other words, an angel will protect you all the time against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a helper against them as long as you remain as you are. In other words, you are kind to them. So this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explained to sifuhum al-malla and the explanation I gave you that you are giving, making them eat hot ash ka'annama tut'imuhum al-ramad al-har wa tashbihun lima yalhaquhum min al-ithmi bima yalhaqu akil al-ramad al-har min al-alam. So the sin that they will then face and receive is a very serious one. It's like hot ash being placed in their mouth. In other words, in the hereafter also, there is serious punishment for such a person who breaks ties, whereas the relatives are joining and maintaining ties with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to obedient to our parents. If anyone has passed away, then we should make dua and maghfirat for that person, for that parent, and any parent is living, we should make khidmat of the parent. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. And with our relatives especially, we should maintain the family ties and we should not sever them. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi subhanahu wa bihamdihi 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 wa biham